Chapter 50. Goodbye, Vanya. Thankfully, Vanya Kurigin was at the opposite end of the first-class cabin, so Jack did not have to engage too much with the young Russian, and the 8-hour flight passed reasonably well, with Jack managing to get a few hours of sleep. At Heathrow's first-class arrivals, Jack was treated to more of the Russian's inane jokes, but once through immigration and customs, their ways parted and Jack hurriedly made his way to the arrivals hall and awaiting Nicole. He could see her waving from the exit door, and Jack pushed his way through the waiting crowd to see his beautiful wife.
"Zaykin,"
she said, as she threw her arms around his neck. His words were cut off as her lips crushed into his.
"Did you miss me?" said Jack, when they eventually came up for air. "All the time, Jack, all the time."
He kissed her again, then said,
"Okay, let's get home."
As they left the terminal building, a long black limousine pulled up at the curb.
"This isn't for us, is it?" said Jack.
Before he could answer, a burly gentleman pushed past and opened the rear door.
"Niet, Jack, this is mine," said Kurigin,
as he looked Nicole up and down.
Jack grinned. "Goodbye, Vanya. Look after yourself."
"You not gonna introduce us, Jack?"
As they walked away, Jack said again, "Goodbye, Vanya. Take care." The Russian laughed.
"You too, my friend. До свидания."
It was almost 10 o'clock in the evening when they arrived home in East Moncton. The twins had been put to bed several hours earlier, but Svetlana had waited up until she knew Jack and Nicole had returned. After the nanny had gone, Nicole said, "Do you want anything, Zaykin? Some tea?" Jack shook his head. "Just a shower and then bed, darling." She kissed him and linked her arm under his.
"Sounds perfect."